Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green says state schools should spend 70% of their budgets on classroom instruction. Green says schools spend too much on administration and buildings. He'd require 70% of school budgets be spent on teachers and instructional materials, up from the current 65% average. Onalaska Schools Finance Director Larry Dalton says it's achievable, but not optimal, because every district is different. For instance, some must spend more on transportation.
If student transportation is not considered something that would be under the 70-cent solution, then how can a district that's got a large geographic area be on the same footing as somebody like Onalaska that's very small geographically and doesn't spend very much on transportation? It seems very arbitrary and unfair.
Dalton says local school boards are in the best position to know where money should be spent. La Crosse School's Business Services Director Janet Rossiter agrees. Rossiter says local people know, for instance, if more should be spent preparing children for school if the district has a high poverty level. Rossiter calls plans like Green's the flavor of the month.
It's a good soundbite. You know, when you think about it at its surface, it certainly sounds absolutely appropriate. You know, we should be spending most of our money in the classroom, and everybody would tell you that. The thing is what it doesn't take into consideration, the differences in communities and the student bodies that they have.
Rossiter says some districts have high debt because they're growing and must build schools. She says the La Crosse School District doesn't, so it fares better on an education spending percentage. She estimates the La Crosse School District currently spends 65% of the budget in the classroom. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.